John Stewart, Green Lantern of Sector 2814, and it's Fans on Patrol time.
It's Fans on Patrol time.
Spike it on the ground. Ugh. We are here. We are back. It's Fans of Patrol time. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. Episode 302. Project Power is the title of the show. With me is my sensitive co-host, Ms. Tiff Abbott. Say, what's up to the people, Tiff?
Project Power, also known as PP.
It is not.
It's yeah, just... I was coming. I knew it. I knew I was going to do it.
It's just Project Power. It's not the, that other stuff. Mister...
S-M-O-O-V-E spells smooth, not coffee beans.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, I definitely thought you were going to say pee-pee.
Not pee-pee.
Boy, no, too late now, smooth. Ah. You didn't hit the call. I'm glad you got your coffee, man.
I'm javed up.
Yeah, right, see, he was getting a reputation over here, man. I had to fill him up with some good stuff this morning. As soon as he walked in the door, get this stuff. Here, take this coffee. Oh man! So we're doing Project Power. It came out a couple of weeks ago on Netflix. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Yes,
the man with three names,
right? Like, and you know his name was probably Stanley or something. Now, anyway, well, Gordon is a pretty Stanley-ish name anyway, too. What else? Jamie Foxx is in this.
Yep.
And so we're gonna do a review discussion of that movie. Also, man, in the news we have what? We're doing some October stuff, you know.
Spooky news.
Yeah, Tiff is getting all revved up already for the October, which is depressing. When I saw this, I think I got mad. But, you know, spooky stuff.
Okay. It's close. What are you talking about?
I don't want it to be close. I like the summer, you know.
I do, too.
I love the summer. Oh, fuck you guys. People who like the summer, fuck you.
No.
I love the summer.
Fall is my favorite season, but I'm not ready for it. I'm not ready.
It's too real.
Seemed like we spent the whole summer in the house.
We got gypped, yeah. 2020 was a gyp.
Yeah, you bastard. Anyway, that's for 2020. Yeah. we also got some X-File news. Believe that, y'all, for real. Y'all like, what X-File news? Y'all,
exactly.
Y'all will find out. Also, some old school movie news. If you are a fan of Spear, we got some news to talk about that with that. People are like, what the hell is Spear? Trust us.
These are my notes. They're very important to me, and I will hear none of it.
Okay. I'm glad you did that disclosure. We are doing a list this week. Top three best superpowers. So that's
to have for a limited time.
A limited time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Project Power.
Yeah, okay.
You have to choose. You got 5 fucking minutes. That's all you get.
Okay, right. Right.
I'm you change your list accordingly.
I'm going to dominate the earth, so that's all I gotta say. Oh, also, and finishing all off, like I said at the top of the key, just like the NBA, throw it in there. Project Power. So that's what we're doing. You guys ready to roll?
Yes.
Let's get the hell out of here. We'll be right back.
This is Anna from the Pop Prison Power Podcast.
This is Montego Bradley from Fans on Patrol.
This is Beat 'Em Down from Cult 45, the movie podcast. And you are listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
Hey, this is Dave from Spirits Peak.
This is Marky Mark Markellis from So Was Your Podcast.
A Fit Ray from the Gorilla Brain Podcast. And you are listening to the Geek World All-Star Podcast Network.
All right, man. So we're back. It's time to get it on. But before we do, Smooth, could you tell people how to find us?
I sure can. For everything Fans on Patrol, go to fansonpatrol.com. If you want to reach us at fans@fansonpatrol.com. One word, directly via social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and at Fans on Patrol. You can listen to us, like you're doing right now, on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Please give us a rating and review on your favorite listening platform, and we'll shout you out on the air if you're nice. Did I miss anything?
Yeah, you missed
iTunes.
That's my old notes.
Oh, that is your old notes.
Oh. I'm a piece of shit.
Get us on iHeart, Pandora, yeah. And subscribe to us on YouTube.
On YouTube, yeah, the tuber.
Oh, and tune in. Yeah.
Tune in. Yeah.
Pod night. Let me stop.
All that good stuff.
Right. Yeah. Oh, shoot. Tiff. take us through this wild journey you got set forth before us.
Hey, so even though Montego doesn't want to admit it, October is on the way. We are getting time. It's time to start planning your spooky watch lists.
Yeah, that's true. That's always fun. That's always fun. Don't get me wrong.
So Blumhouse is famous for their scary movies. Also, and then this article said good movies, but they are famous for their shitty movies.
Yeah, shitty movies. Right, that's what I'm talking
about. Fantasy Island. They have good movies too.
Ooh, good pull, smooth.
Fantasy Island was. God
damn it, we watched that movie.
Was dookie.
But isn't Get Out? Isn't that a Blumhouse production?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Get Out.
And Jordan Peele stuff is with them.
And, and Us.
You know, you win some, you lose some. Yes. So this is like what they do is they're releasing 8 linked movies.
I thought it was just 4. It's 8.
4 are released now, 4 in 2021.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and they're just linked very vaguely by the idea of, I guess, family and like what you do for family and how that can like corrupt you or not corrupt you, etc.
Interesting.
So they show this trailer. It's a teaser for 4 movies all spliced together. So if you watch it, it comes off as very much like a trailer for a show.
It looks like the Bandersnatch. What made Bandersnatch? What's that? British show, the spooky. I mean, the strange
Black
one?
Mirror.
Black Mirror. That's what it reminded me of. Go ahead.
So yeah, so like I mean, I looked at it and I thought, okay, these. So the first part isn't very spooky, and then at the end they start to show you like the really like couple flashy, scary things.
Oh, it gets spooky! It gets spooky toward the end. Trust me.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I think I'll watch them. They're going to be on Amazon Prime. I already have Amazon Prime, so like, why not?
Oh yeah, why not? Throw it into your list, Tiff. They probably be up an hour, right? Are they going to be longer than an hour?
They'll be movie length, so like hour and 40 minutes. Oh, okay. Depending. So they look fine. You didn't reveal very much. They have the synopses. I'm sorry, down at the bottom of the page.
Yeah.
And they all sound fine. But yeah. I wonder what you guys thought.
I think it looks fine. I think what they really need to do is concentrate on each one of them having their own thing. I get introducing the pal. You know, you say that we're gonna do all this, so that's cool. So now you need to do some individuals, in my opinion, if I want to get excited about it. You know, because it was like all over the goddamn place, and then at the end you showed all the spooky in all of them, and I was like, oh okay, but what am I looking at here? So. I mean, why not? I mean, this would be a nice little, pool of scary movies at spooky, ookie, bookie time. What about you, Smooth?
Yeah, I think so, too. Like you said, they piled them all together, so it's kind of confusing. Only because we read what was going on.
That's the only reason why we know.
I'm pretty sure. Well, maybe. I'm not saying that everybody won't read, but, you know, the average person would just be looking at this and like, man, what the hell is this shit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless they do some research like we did. But it does look good, and they are famous for putting out some pretty good stuff.
Sometimes,
yeah, they got some turds in there, you know. But for the most part, I didn't know that they were around that long, though.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. I'm like, damn, they've been around. And I got excited because I did a little more reading. They're gonna do the Spawn reboot.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so
that's your shit right there.
Yeah,
man, you the king of Spawn fans.
Yeah,
you know, speaking of spooky, just gonna change the subject real quick. You know, we did Lovecraft Country last week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, and we definitely said we want to stick in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you watch the second one was a little confusing. It wasn't as focused as the first one.
Well, yeah.
And so then I was kind of thinking like, oh, it's going to be like, you know, one of these, it must have different directors and I don't think they're going to be linked. But it was linked. It was cool.
Yeah.
But the third one. Oh my God. It came out last week. I'm not bullshitting you. Let me finish.
Yeah.
The scariest shit I have seen in so long.
Oh, really?
That one episode, she bought a house and it's a haunted house. Oh my God. It was so scary.
Who bought a house?
The young lady.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. Dude, okay. You have to watch the third episode.
Yeah, man,
if you don't do anything, watch it. Scared my drawers off, man. I was like, oh my God. And then I called my boy Beat Him Down from Code 45, and he the same reaction, man. We was like, ah! It was scary as shit, man. Oh my goodness, I can't believe it was that scary.
Oh shit, I'm about to.
Oh man, and I'm not exaggerating. I'm not pumping it up. I couldn't say enough. You should check it. Check it out, Tiff. I'm not playing, man.
So we shouldn't drink any water or anything because we might piss ourselves.
Man, they had some scenes that even in the daytime, you know.
Oh yeah, right.
You're
right.
Like, oh, it's cool. You're like, yeah. Okay. If any of y'all watched the third one, y'all know exactly what the hell I'm talking about. It was spooky as shit. It was scary. So I know that's way off topic, but moving on. So what else we got, Tiff?
Okay, so I can't even. Fox is developing an X-Files animated spinoff about the dorky FBI agents. So not the Mulder and Scullys. So they're making a ha-ha funny. Here's the thing. Fuck you. Again. This is so stupid. I just can't. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care about the goofy. And here's the thing. I'm going to say something. I don't even like the X-Files.
You know what? I'm with you on that.
Wait a minute.
You guys didn't like the mystery. You didn't like the intrigue.
Yeah, because at that time I was into explosions and, you know, mm-hmm. the short attention span. I was in that generation for a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, the X-Files was long and drawn out, and it, you know, it just, not that it went over my head, it just didn't keep my interest.
Ain't a world where FBI agents walk around and start shit. I was not a X-Files fan either. I didn't give a shit about
that. Why were you trying to do rude stuff to us?
I'm just being a jerk, that's all.
Screw you. I was in middle school when the X-Files came out. So,
well, it doesn't matter because it was on forever.
Yeah,
well, I know, but man, I was too scared to watch it.
You know what? I did watch one episode one day, and it was really good, and it was really spooky.
I thought you was an X-Files fan.
No.
I would have bet that too, Smooth.
Yeah.
No, I really wasn't. You know, I get become fans of shit when it weird shit happens. I have to have time. You know, like, perfect example. What's the thing where Lost, is that Lost where the plane went down?
Yeah.
Everybody loved that fucking that show, right?
Yeah.
But I had too many shows that I was watching at the time.
Right.
Like,
I
used to allow myself to have like maybe 5 to 8 shows.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I can't start another show because, you know, then your life is in front of the TV. So some shows that just because of the timing, like X-Files, I never got into. And my mom used to watch it. And I think I looked over her shoulder one day and actually watched an episode.
Right.
And it was an alien thing, you know. Yeah. And it was like, this is good, but
I'm trying to think, what days did it come on? Saturday or
Fridays,
Friday? Friday.
Ooh.
See that? Yeah, that was the thing too. I wanted to be out somewhere Friday.
I'm kicking
it. I don't want to be nerdied out.
I ain't sitting there whistling. Woo.
Right. and meet up with the fellas later.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's gonna be watching this.
This sounds
goddamn cartoon, Tiff. I don't know.
Fucking dumb. And it makes me angry that if somebody would even be like, ooh, maybe. I just think that, and here's the thing, I know that like X-Files also here's the thing with X-Files. I didn't watch it when it was on, but later, so like maybe a couple of years ago, Mike was like, maybe we should try watching X-Files. And I think Mike watched all of them. I'm not sure.
Shit.
But I watched like the first couple seasons and I was like, no.
Was it boring?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was boring to me.
I think it was scary at the time, but like looking back, I'm like, most of these are awful and boring.
So I don't know, man. You know, I don't know how this cartoon is gonna do, man. I mean, the show, I get it, the show was boring, but you got a lot of fans who love that stuff. Like, you know, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and they're gonna be ready to kill y'all when the show airs.
I know they are, but looking back on that show, I am sorry that anyone's listening to this, because I think that if you watched it while it was on, it was probably very great and like probably groundbreaking in a lot of ways, and but if you were not watching it at the time and you try to go back and watch it, it looks like and is like shit.
Well, you know what, that's a good point, because a lot of things are subject to the time. Just like 24, that used to be my shit with Jack Bauer.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, you all intense and now in a day of binging and stuff like that, you ain't no way in the world you're gonna sit up there and set me up from week to week to watch. Nobody would care about the intensity of a 24 now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
So
it's the ADD nation.
But I'm surprised at you, Smooth, because you love cartoons and shit, man.
Well, I didn't we were speaking just on the X-Files. I didn't really speak on this cartoon.
Well, what about the show?
Well, on this show, you know what, like, there's no draw for me because
you gotta see something.
Yeah, I got to see some for one, and I thought they did have some, but that was like a year ago. It was on YouTube where they was just doing little snippets of Mulder and Scully being stupid. But yeah, I don't know. And this ain't even about them two, right? This is about the behind the scenes, the other agents. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe if they poke fun at Mulder and Scully, like you said, it has to be for X-Files fans, and how many of them are still around?
They still hear smooth.
They're still, yeah.
Like, we're going to get fucking limp. We're going to get blasted. People are going to be like, it's a classic. We might get another one of those emails telling us somebody stopped listening because of what I said.
I was about to do the voice, but I'm not going to do it. We can't be making fun of people.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm just here to so you can love to hate me.
Just so you know, we have one person on the show that the fans love to hate, and sometimes they leave the show because of Tifflebot. Chasing people off the show.
Well, they're too sensitive anyway. If you hurt their feelings, Tiff, hey, you know what I mean.
They was tired of that goddamn on Tifflebot running that damn mouth of hers. Damn it!
Wow. Here's the thing, you guys. There's a lot of things I love that are also stupid. What?
I think that's everybody. Yeah,
go ahead. Don't apologize.
So I'm just saying, like, look, everyone has something they can. And here's the thing: you all out there on your high X-Files horse, like, there isn't something that you're like, "Ooh, that's stupid,"
right?
That somebody else loves,
right? Look at me. Right. How many hardcore Star Wars fans have I ran off the show because they act like assholes and jerks and punks and whine about stuff, and they barely fans. They, you know, they still got milk on their breath. Don't get me started about Star Wars. Y'all know I love Star Wars, but I can't stand them fanatical Star Wars fans.
I can't wait till Montego's like old and wrinkled on his porch, and like some kid flies by with a new Star Wars toy.
You son of a bitch!
Listen here!
You ain't no fan, punk! You ain't no fan! I'm gonna go in the house and get my gun.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy. So, okay. I'm plugging stuff up right now. My battery and my computer about to die. Oh, you're good. I'm still recording because today we're going to be raw again.
Oh, no. Indeed. I was just like, I got to get ready.
We are raw. Yeah, I got to plug in the computer. We was going on battery smooth.
Oh, yeah.
Man, check us out.
Okay.
So, what we got next up?
So, okay. This is one of my favorites, and that's why I put it in.
Really?
They are thinking of HBO, making an HBO show of Sphere, which is a book, but also a movie. You guys are...
I remember that movie. Yeah, I do. I remember.
Here's the thing. So, Michael Crichton, he is a pop author, a popular author.
Oh, yeah, Jurassic Park. That's how he got famous.
Yeah,
Park,
right.
Congo.
Yeah, terrible.
Sphere. Congo's awful.
Yeah, Congo's awful.
You guys remember Timeline?
Timeline?
Yes.
Who was in that?
He wrote that.
Wasn't that Heath Ledger?
The guy from Paul Walker.
Paul Walker was in that. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I like Timeline. Please don't. See? So you guys can all make fun of me. So the team behind Westworld is going to make this. And so here's the thing. This article was like, they're going to make Sphere a show, and they're probably gonna do it better because the movie sucks. And I was like, fuck you, that movie rules.
Who was in that movie?
Samuel L. Jackson was in that.
Samuel L. Jackson, and Haish, is that who's in it?
I believe so. I just remember Samuel.
That wasn't Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman was in there. Yes, he was.
Oh, I remember this movie.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman was in that movie. Yeah.
Did you go into the sphere? Is what they would say.
Yeah, I did see this movie. It was underwater, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hold on. Did somebody, when he went to the sphere, was a dude from Jurassic Park, was he in this? Was he in this too?
No, you're thinking of Horizon.
Horizon, yes. Yeah,
very
right.
Similar. Very similar. Yeah, not the same.
Okay. Did it get spooky at the end of this movie?
Yeah.
It did.
Well, this movie is more psychologically spooky because, like, what happens is, spoilers, you go into the sphere. And then, like, what you're afraid of?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
It becomes real, quote unquote real.
It was very reminiscent. It was like a couple movies in one, like The Deep and Event Horizon.
Event Horizon.
And yeah,
Leviathan. That was whack.
Leviathan. All these movies came out around the same time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, being in close quarters underwater or in space or some shit like that. But go ahead, Tim.
Yeah. So I really like that movie. It's one of our favorites here. We've watched it several times. I've read the book.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is better, the book or the movie? Of course the book, probably.
You know, I think they're pretty similarly well done.
Oh, okay.
Nice. I'm going to have to go and watch Spear again because I seen it back in the day when it came out, you know, and I don't remember not liking it. I was like, you know, but it didn't stick with me, you know, as one of them things that's like, yeah, that's one of my favorites. Or do I even care?
If it comes on, like, okay, certain things you'll watch over and over.
I'm going to have to watch it again, Tef.
Yeah, I would recommend it.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit on it.
I just don't know about a show because, like, it's one book. It's not a very, I mean, it's a regular novel length book, but it's not a long novel. It's probably like, I'd say 250 paperback.
Oh, that's good reading.
Well, so
that's short reading right there. Yeah.
Right.
It can't be worse than a 3% with Katie Shackoff. So, you know.
What? 3%? What is that?
The 3% on Rotten Tomatoes, Katie Shackoff movie that we did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
I forgot about
it. Be good, it could be bad, but they're definitely going to have to, if they're going to make a show out of it, they're going to have to extend it because there's only so much original material.
Oh, it's tough. They can take the most smallest, dumbest thing and make a series out of it, and you're like, damn, y'all just going to ride this to the end.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't want to stretch it to where it's, you know.
But that's what they do.
Nothing.
But that's what they do.
So thin.
But that's what they do. And then they turn a lot of this stuff into something else. You think it's about this, but then they be like, well, truly, it was about this, and this is totally bigger. You know, you never know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Fart.
Well, it was the spear was from outer space, right? So it could, maybe the aliens have come.
Well, it was actually in the water. Come here.
But the spear was from outer space.
It fell in the water.
Exactly.
And stayed.
And it had been there for like a long time, yeah.
And fish were going in there.
Maybe they'll show the aliens coming, and who knows?
Anything can be a show.
So.
It does, yeah.
Okay. So is that it for the news, Tiff?
That's it. The news is done.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our first break. Yes.
Yes.
And we're going to be right back with the list, man. So hold on to them cheeks. We'll be right back. Time for the list, man. The top three best superpowers to have for a limited time. So you got to be very careful with this because, you know, you only got, what, 5 minutes like the movie, huh, Tiff?
5 minutes,
yes. 5 damn minutes.
Got 5 minutes.
So if you never heard the show before.
Playtime.
I'm ignoring Smoove over there. So the list, man, we're just making a list. We have three top for each person. So we just go around the table and we discuss what would we do with our powers and what, you know, what might be the drawback of the power or, you know, how will we get in trouble with these powers and things like that. So why don't we start with the architect of this game, Miss Tiffelbot. Power number three, the least favorite one.
Okay. So this is kind of this was just for my own whatever. So I chose flight.
Flight? You want to flap around?
I just want to be able to know what it's like. And I also thought, like, if you were ever in trouble.
For 5 minutes.
You can just fly away. 5 minutes is enough to get away.
Oh, that's enough to get far away.
Right, if you're flying.
So,
especially Superman style. Is it like the Henry Cavill Superman with the warm-up and then the
I know. It's more just like I think you just raise your arms.
Oh, it's the Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
It's the Christopher Reeve float away.
Right, float away.
Looks cooler.
Yeah, it gets some speed going.
Yeah. Okay,
I like the Cavill one better though.
Damn, but Tef, it's cold up there, man.
It's cold up there, and
it's fine.
And you better be able to be close to the ground when that 5 minutes wears.
That's what I'm saying. That's the drawback is that you might just get fucked and die.
It'd be cool if it like had its own descent.
Yeah, slowly. Yeah,
so no matter what you're doing, it's gonna bring you to the ground, and when that 5 minutes is over, that would be cool. But
but as we've seen from the movie, the powers don't always.
You just be up there, and all of a sudden.
Right,
like
off.
A light switch in you.
Yeah.
You got a parachute. You're like, I hope I'm high enough for the chute to deploy. You
know? Or it would like give you some kind of like bird wings.
Oh, like Angel.
Or like like the squirrel. You know, some extra skin.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
You know, that's exactly what would happen. And right. It'd be so awful. And it would never go away. That's the thing. Is like you might not be flying all the time, but it'd just be there. Because
You have old lady arms. Some old lady
not
arms.
Not worth it. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Flight.
The granny flight.
Interesting.
So, Smooth.
Yeah.
Your third one.
My third one would be to morph into stuff.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Like, explain.
I wouldn't put any limits on it. I can morph into people. I can morph into furniture. I can morph into things, you know?
Hmm. Yeah. Like Odo from Star Trek.
Yeah, like Odo.
Whoever the hell that is, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, I would do, yeah, because, you know, you can, like I said. You can,
what about equal weight and mass and volume?
See, I mean, that all goes.
I'm just asking.
That would have, you know, because I would think that you would have to be able to morph into.
Right.
You can't yeah,
morph into a phone.
Yeah, I can't be like a transformer. Like you said, math is different. That type shit. You know, I'll have to morph into my own, like you said.
Equal weight and mass,
yeah.
Like, okay, so like you could transform into an elephant, but you'd be like a tiny elephant.
There you go. I'd be a baby calf.
Oh
yeah, or a car. It would be one of those smart cars,
right?
Okay, so you're gonna morph.
I'll morph. Yeah,
that's people. Pretty good, actually. I don't know. Okay, I would like to know.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that? But I guess in this power list, our question is really what would you use it for? Like, what would be the benefit?
Benefit, I would be able to get into places that normally I wouldn't be able to get into. I would, you know,
oh, okay.
And I would, and maybe I would get some attention that I normally wouldn't get because I would be somebody famous. Walking
you said
down the street.
you could turn into anybody.
Yeah,
you
turn.
You
yeah, you know,
like
turn.
Putty.
Okay. Right, I gotta turn. You know, like Darkman.
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes. I can walk down the street and be somebody famous. I'm like, where'd he go?
You can turn into Cardi B, and I'll be like inappropriate with you, and then feel terrible.
Nah, I don't think I'd do that.
when you morph back,
I don't think I'd do that.
God damn it, Smooth! Where the hell did the WAP go? Shit!
All right, Montego, what's your three?
I'm gonna go with something that I really had to think about this because I was like, maybe invulnerability. But then I'm like, what the hell would I do with that? Go tear down a brick wall or some shit like that? No. Mm-hmm. I would go with super speed because super speed is a cheat. I'm talking like flash speed, man. Woof!
Okay.
Because that 5 minutes can last an eternity when your ass is going a billion miles per hour, man. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's so much stuff you could do with that level of speed in 5 minutes. That 5 minutes could be 3 days. You know, we can go all over the damn place and come back. I mean, not literally 3 days, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh yeah,
right. Like you travel,
you can go just anywhere
around the world.
Anywhere, right?
Would that affect your lifespan though?
It doesn't affect his through the speed force. Smooth.
Just saying, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. We're discussing the drawbacks, right, and there's no speed force here. This is just
okay. Well, it doesn't hurt Quicksilver.
Okay. Well, he died though, didn't he?
In the movie, in the comic, he's still alive.
He's dead as hell. What is his hair is gray?
Yeah, but these are the real. We're talking about like if this for some reason.
Nobody said anything about it.
If you took your power pill,
I'll just eat a couple of pizzas afterwards and replenish my energy, man.
So you wouldn't be an aggressive ager.
Ager? Why?
Yeah. I think that might be like what you would have to pay the price for. Yeah, aggressive ager.
That's because you guys are making up rules for my power, and I don't agree with any of this shit. There are no drawbacks.
Well, this is a discussion.
Yeah, right.
God, you're such a...
Have a few more gray hairs.
There is only an upside to super speed, man. A
few more wrinkles.
I'll be in shape. eat like a dog before I, you know, take the pill. No, so that's what I do. And Lord knows what I could do with super speed. All the work I can accomplish, how far I can go, travel, whooping ass, all everything, you know, theft,
Jesus,
crime, crime sprees, the Flash. Anyway, reverse Flash. So that's my power, man. That's number three.
Okay.
Tiff, number two.
Okay, so I did pick invulnerability. And I picked it because I wanted to help people.
Well, you just stand in the gap for 5 minutes, huh?
So, like, if I was someone in trouble.
Maybe you was in Beirut. You can just run in that damn pile of rubble and try to find some survivors and
or
stuff.
Or hurricanes. Yeah, you can be in hurricanes.
Right, like,
and
I would
like
just want to, like, be able to help people without being afraid that, like, I would get hurt or make it worse for them in the process.
Run into that fire.
Yeah.
Right.
Grab that little kid.
Or run into a tornado.
Right.
Now you get swept up.
No, you're going to be. You better have that flight power on standby, Smooth.
Maybe not a tornado.
I guess it'll throw you in your land. You're invulnerable. You just be like Luke Cage and just bounce a little bit and get up mad.
Yeah, but what if it takes you there for more than 5 minutes?
I know, you're like, put me down. Right. Yeah. It damages your watch and shit. You can't, you're right. Like, oh no. Yeah.
So, that's pretty
good. Yeah, for helping people, yeah, I can see that. That would be nice.
I mean, would like swim with sharks and stuff. I wouldn't be scared.
Bite me, you little bastard.
Yeah, do it.
They might swallow you, be in the stomach trying to fight your way out.
No.
Yeah, that could happen because, you know, some big ass sharks, big ass miles, you know.
Drawbacks, Tiff. Drawbacks, yeah. You know.
There's drawbacks, that's true.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Yep. Mine would be, I would want to time travel for a little bit.
Is that a power?
Yeah. Yeah, because what's the dude, what's his name on Umbrella Academy? 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
5.
No. 5, I'm sorry. Yeah, 5. Yeah, I would like, this is what I would do. I would look at today's lottery number, and if nobody hit it, I'm going tomorrow to play.
F them. Who cares if they hit it? Beat them to the punch.
Nah, man, because that's going to mess up the whole time continuum. You don't want to do that shit.
The time continuum going forward.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that.
You're the first black man I ever heard say you want to time travel.
I would go back a day behind.
Oh, you ain't going back no years.
I'm not going back. Yeah, I'm not going back years.
What's your name, boy? What's up with that outfit you got on, son?
I'm not doing that shit, no.
You definitely have to be so fast. You'd have to be like, okay, I'm going back to yesterday.
Right.
Getting the numbers. I'm coming back
home. Look at the paper. Look at my phone. Yeah.
So Smooth's power is essentially becoming Biff from Back to the Future.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. He wants a sports book.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. I want to be rich. I want to be rich without doing the work. Like, that's the American dream, ain't it?
Yeah, that's the dream. That's the real American dream.
I'll go back in time, right in the middle of some 60s Klan rally, call them all a bunch of names, and then get the hell out of there.
Yeah, see, you can do that.
Drop some dynamite on the ground. Right. Go drop some dynamite on the ground. Goodbye, punks!
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, you can do some shit like that. Yeah,
that's messing up the timeline.
Yeah, it is messing up the timeline, though, yeah. There's certain things.
But maybe this timeline sucks ass and it should change.
It should.
Yeah, here's the thing. We ended up in 2020. Right. So I'd say just go back and fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah. Go stop a certain person in power from being born just by taking his mama out on a date.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. At that time, he's supposed to be conceived. Right.
Anyway.
Don't do that. Right.
Hello, ma chérie. You do not want to sleep with your husband tonight. Come with me. Anyway.
What about you, Montego? What's your number two?
Number two, the hardcore, ridiculous telekinesis like a fat rat. The movement of objects with my mind. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Just so much stuff you could do with that.
That was my number one.
That's your number one? You could have waited.
Nice.
You know, because I'm definitely give you time to talk about it.
Yeah,
telekinesis, man. Just no matter how big the object, I don't care if it's a freighter or a pen, because I'm lazy and I don't want to go and pick it up. You know, five minutes just to be able to do anything as fast as I mean, you could be damn near invulnerable like Magneto with that.
Or like the Phoenix.
Yeah,
the Dark Phoenix. Yeah, you can do nothing with her. Now, does that also
just telekinesis? For me.
Does that include be able to read minds too?
Telekinesis is just the movement of objects. That's it. One power.
Oh, I thought it was reading minds too.
It'd be so good that you could drive down the road and when somebody cuts you off, you could just hold them and then pass them.
Oh, I would be like Dane DeHaan in that movie, what was it? Chronicle? Was that it?
Oh, yes, where he loses his mind.
Just flicking cars out the way that gave me the finger. Get out of here! You get out of here! You get out of here! Do what Will Smith did in that movie when he threw that little kid up in the air.
In Hancock?
Hancock, yeah. Right? He threw the Michelle for about 5 minutes. The kid was like, oh, shoot. Anyway, so that's my number two. So, won't you go Smooth? Because you already.
Well, yeah, telekinesis. I mistaken it for also mind reading. But I would like to be able to move things. And, you know, that would be another way of getting money for me.
Smooth is a closet supervillain here. He always calling me one.
Like, you know, I would be the best. What is that? Not the Angel dude, Chris Angel. But who was before him?
David Copperfield.
David Copperfield, buddy. Vegas sold out
for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing: you could that come is, out yeah. if you did a 5 minute show that was that fucking amazing, it would pay.
Yeah, people. Yeah,
5 minutes.
5 minutes of
this all y'all got.
Spectacularness.
You just had the girls come out butt naked and stuff, dancing all on the stage for the like for 20 minutes, yeah, 25 right, minutes. Yeah. Come we'll out
do a 5 minute, like lift something real, real heavy, or I don't know. Yeah, just make something.
You could levitate like the whole audience and then be like.
Levitate yourself and the audience.
That would be cool. And then they would give me then they would think that I would. Nah, you know what? No, I don't think I would try to publicize it because then they would be trying to expect miracles and shit.
Oh, smooth. You can always become a savior of a cult and come out there and.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That would be great.
Yeah, for 5 minutes, walk across the lake and shit. And get, have them just donate money.
Y'all got one a day. I'm going to come out here and show a miracle. Right. Get your money together.
One.
Right. It's $100 for the walk on water.
Right. I can make you walk for 5 minutes. If you can't walk, you'll be able to walk for 5 minutes. Look, just one person.
We all so selfish. Nobody said healing so far. Tiff, what's your number two?
No, I mean, your number one. I said I would help people with my bulletproof.
Yeah.
What's your number one, Tiff?
I bet it's the same as your number one.
What is it?
Mind control.
Couldn't you heal with mind control?
Yeah, well, I think you could like improve the power of like your own healing, but like I think I would use like my power, like, okay, I would definitely use it for some selfish gains, for sure. But I would definitely do like good things. Like I would definitely like make it so that, like, you know, I would make Jeff Bezos not be a billionaire.
I would go to the White House and be like, you all will tell the truth right now. And right now, all of you, especially you.
Yeah, yeah.
Son of a B.
That would be great.
Right, and sign this confession.
Right.
Right. You just do like the right thing. Mm-hmm. I think you could do the right thing with it, even though.
And you could still take over the world.
Yeah, you could still do the wrong thing.
No, by doing the right thing, you can still take over the world. Shit, look, I'm not telling nobody to sign no confession that ain't true. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you will tell the truth right now for the next 5 minutes.
I don't like my sons at all.
I've been laughing at the American people for the last 4 years. You're all suckers.
Just like think like you could literally go to, like we were kind of talking off mic about this, but like imagine being able to go to people and prove their innocence. And set them free.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But you only have 5 minutes for it though. Well, that's all it would take though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can sit them in front of it.
You can implant a plant the walking orders. Yeah. Going to all them shitty prosecutors and stuff, and you will do the right thing. You know, at least
At least 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes, you can change the world.
See, you don't have to disguise that power. You act like you some consulting attorney or something.
You'd just be in the courtroom, and then as soon as they get up there to talk, you beep. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, do the mind control right there.
It'll get me. I know. I'll be like, oh, I'm tired of this shit. Hey, jump off the cliff. I'll turn into the purple man real quick.
Just one day,
and
you're like, I'm done.
Right. Walking around, yeah. Go jump off the top of the building. That dude was a monster in that damn show. Goodness gracious. Woo! What happened to good TV like that?
Mind control.
So we had two mind controls and we had telekinesis at the top of the key.
Which I think, he was looking for something similar to mind control.
Even if you could heal people, healing would be cool too.
Yeah, but
I think so too.
You can heal a lot of people in 5 minutes every day.
Yeah, but wouldn't you get tired of that shit?
No.
No.
Helping people? I would never get tired of that. Curing cancer and everything and diseases. And
I feel you on that, but here's the thing. They would dissect you.
They would. But you got to keep it secret. You just go into a hospital, hold their hand.
Right.
You're like, oh, I'm just a candy striper.
You could be like David Banner from the old Hulk movie, just walking the earth, just finding shenanigans to get into and just healing people on the slickety slide.
But you know what? They would eventually find out who you are.
Get some disguises, smooth. Get some smooth about this. And going in with a fake mustache, looking like Bozo the Clown.
So that costs. All right, so that costs money, though. So you're not charging for your healing powers.
You might charge some of these people for healing powers.
Yeah.
That rich bastard looking for that kidney, you know, trying to jump the line. Oh yeah, I'll heal you, $20 million.
Yeah, but
you gotta heal. You gotta like help me heal other people.
Yeah, you can't.
That's your penance.
Yeah, and you can't tell anybody that.
But those who can't afford it, for free, dude.
Of course, yeah.
And I don't even have. I wouldn't even have a. I'm talking super rich gonna pay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know
that? Yeah, you piece of shit. You shouldn't even be. You shouldn't even be alive anyway. I'm helping you out.
Oh shit! Yeah. Look at us calculating like we getting these powers tomorrow.
I kind of like not. Yeah, I was like, healing.
Healing is kind of good.
No, yeah, it is. It feels so good.
But like they say, no good deed goes unpunished.
That's it, man. I'm getting rid of my flash powers and I'm moving that and doing super healing.
Okay.
Yep.
Don't let too many people know.
Right. I just be like Jesus, you know?
Yeah, but even he had to take some days off.
Well, that's true. But I think you could be very sneaky about it.
Y'all got 5 minutes. I'll heal this whole room. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, you could be sneaky, Tiff. You know, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Cause
get your own TV show. They call it The Healer, you know.
And then you would have so many people.
That's fake. He's fake. Dr. Tago, medicine man.
He's fake. Look, you only do it for 5 minutes. He's fake.
Well, that's right. Real. I won't be healing that's your ass.
And here's the thing. I guess if I was really helping people and I was really healing them, I wouldn't care what they called me.
Yeah.
That's true, but yeah, it's just.
I don't know how many racist bastards I would heal.
It would just be so.
It's true.
That would be a job. That would be a real job. For 5 minutes, though. But the whole day, you would be getting people that's hey.
Ooh, how many times we got to say? Got to do it on Sneaky.
You got to do it on. You just said you was going on TV.
I was just joking right there. Okay. But I'm just saying, you got to do it on Sneaky, man.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Right, because you'll just be overwhelmed.
Well, nobody said it would take anything from you. Just because that's how they do it in TV shows.
But no, there's consequences.
Dude, you know I'm talking about like just walking around just. Why is it consequences?
Because there's, like I said, there's no good deed goes unpunished. That's true.
Okay, and for your power, for mine, it's all gravy. Just poof, 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 poof. You're healed. Get up and walk. You're saved. Believe. Anyway, let's go, man. Let's go. That's it for the list, man. Y'all tell. I would love to see what some of the powers some of these people could come up with and share it on our social media. Would love it. Let us know your power. So with that, man, we're gonna take our final break and we're gonna come back with the main topic. All right, man, we are back. It's time for Project Power, man. This movie's been out a couple of weeks on Netflix. Everybody's talking about it. I think I'm one of the last people I know to see it. Everybody's been like, you seen this? I'm like, I ain't seen nothing yet. Anyway, man, so we're doing Project Power 2020, rated R, 1 hour, 53 minutes, action, crime, sci-fi thriller. When a pill that gives its user unpredictable powers for 5 minutes hits the streets of New Orleans, a teenage dealer and a local cop must team up with an ex-soldier to take down the group responsible for its creation. This stars Jamie Foxx, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I don't know why that's so hard for me, Jeff. It's
three names.
It just bothers me. Dominique Fishback. Right. Rodrigo Sandro and Courtney B. Vance was in this, man.
And Cleveland's own Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, is he from Cleveland?
Yes.
Oh yeah! As soon as I saw him, I was like, "Oh my god, that's Machine Gun Kelly."
That's Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, I didn't even reckon that. I wouldn't know that dude if he was sitting right next to me. Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't. So, man, before we get started, big time, it's time to hit one word. Tiff, what you got? One word.
My one word is, this is, yay.
Yay. Yeah. Okay, that's pretty self-explanatory. So I assume you enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Okay, smooth.
Jeez,
is that a affirmation? Is that did you like it?
That's more like I liked it, and there were some things that I didn't like about it.
Okay,
yeah, I guess I don't know. That wasn't a good word to use.
Oh,
but I'm using it. How about that? Yeah, I just use that word right there.
I'll say impressive.
Impressive.
Nice.
I was pretty impressed with it because it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Now, if I would have read this synopsis before I saw the movie, mm-hmm. I would be like, oh, okay. But I didn't think, I thought it was going to be a cop drama. And from the trailer, I thought Jamie Foxx was a cop. I thought Gordon Lovett was a cop. And it's not what I thought it was. So it ended up being completely different from what I thought it was going to be. I mean, some of the facts and stuff. So I was very impressed. I was like, okay, cool. Because I can't, you know, we're getting tired of the same old story, you know.
Right.
So Saying that, we're going to hit them spoilers. And let's get into it, man. So, Tiff, how does this thing start, man?
So, in New Orleans, we see, like, a mysterious shipment being brought in to, like, a group of, like, you assume they're drug dealers. And he's like, I have this new stuff, and we're going to... He's like, what is it? And he's like, it's power.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, right. It's the beginning of the distribution in New Orleans.
And let me say this. I like this, the video style that the director chose to use. I thought it was interesting, and it has that, all the scenes have that orangey like haze to it, whether if it's in the daytime or, you know, the nighttime, sort of like the Ozarks with the blue and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I think it gave the film a lot of character and stuff. So I dug that, you know. We get introduced to one of our stars here. And what's her name, Smooth?
Robin.
Robin is a little street dope dealer. She's sitting there singing to the pill and stuff like that.
Yeah, she's rapping.
And yeah.
She got bars, son. She got bars.
And so she's on the street, and they're at a carnival, and three kids come in to buy dope. And, well, two kids, and they end up ambushing her.
Yeah.
Clearly, she's over her head doing this stuff because... You know, she just, she need a partner or something. You out there by yourself, baby girl, and you ain't even violent.
Yeah, that's the thing. Or you need to be violent.
One or the other. Yeah, goodness gracious.
One of the two, yeah.
So her cheeks get saved by the cop character, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah. His name is Frank.
Frank shows up on a motorcycle, pulls out the gun on the dudes, and, you know, pretty much scares the shit out of them, and they get out of there. The dude's about to take the pill, and they kind of give you some background about the pill in this scene, saying that, you know, if you've never taken it before, that's your ass, you can explode, or get a power, or it might be a dumbass power.
Right.
Which...
I seen one.
Well, I saw one, too.
I'm like, this is stupid. Go ahead.
Well, shit, the girl in the glass was terrible.
Oh, yeah, her shit was, yeah. God
damn.
Oh, yeah.
You took a pill for that?
Right.
So anyway,
mm-hmm.
He rescues her, and then we find out that these two have a relationship.
Yeah.
And
he's a cop. Yeah, you already said that.
I dug it, man.
Yeah, I did.
I dug their relationship because, you know, he was buying pills from her. Hey, $500 a pill, y'all.
Right.
Yeah. Damn.
For 5 minutes.
Crazy.
$500 for 5 minutes.
And that was the first one was experimental.
How much are you picking on the New Orleans police force?
How did he buy that? He must.
Did he buy it?
Yeah, he bought a pill for her. That's why he was there. He wasn't there to save her cheeks.
Well, shit, Yeah, he was, but he was.
No. I think he came there to buy, but she was. Happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he said he taking shit off the impound. He giving her bikes from the impound. So I'm pretty sure on the cop, he probably done.
He's a crooked ass cop.
Yeah, he done see some dope deals. I mean, hold up, took some money and shit. Yeah.
It just hit me.
Yeah.
He's a crooked ass cop.
Well, he's not a crooked,
he's
crooked
a good
cop.
Person.
Well, I mean, somebody didn't get it from the impound for what, year? So fuck it. Here, you know, they're not coming to get it.
You can't do that, Smooth.
You can't do it, but you know it's been done. You know,
you cannot do that.
You know, certain things get missing from the evidence room.
It is not your birthday parlor gift thing. So he gives her a motorcycle for a gift, and I really love how she lit up.
Yeah.
I was just saying to Smooth that Fishback here. She looks.
That sounds so terrible.
She looks so old. She looks so old to me in the face. I was like, oh, this is a little. I did not find her attractive at all until I saw her other work, and yeah. I was like, she pretty cute, but yeah, in this movie, she just didn't. But that means nothing to nobody. But I just, you know, she had a little girl way about her. Chef, this girl is 29 years old.
29.
God damn, was she playing like a 15, 16
year old? Yeah, 17.
Anyway,
yeah.
She sneaks back into the house. She puts her money in there.
Mm-hmm.
She got
knots too.
We get introduced to our Jamie Foxx character and his character. What's his name? Smooth Jamie Foxx character.
Art, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
so I didn't know what the hell he was doing from the trailer. You know, he's going to be mixing it up in the action from the trailer. We know that he, you know, I thought he was a cop, not a cop.
Yeah. Right.
So he drives to this shitty hotel, and I could just the way this thing the world looks, it reminds me of that director that always shoots in South Africa.
Oh, Johannesburg. Yeah.
You know, everything looks shantyish and shit like that. You know, you know, District 9 was in there. And
right.
What's another one?
Chappie.
In
the
movie? Yeah. Right. Chappie. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So everything is poor, and then he goes and see your boy Machine Gun Kelly. You know, he got his paper new, yes. And he's tracking down the drugs because for whatever reason, right? We don't know.
Right.
Knocks on the door. You got the alligator in there. The guy says, wait. He looks effed up. His skin is toe down.
Grilled cheese.
His power sucks ass. I would never want to use that damn thing.
Runny eggs.
So shit gets mixed up. Next thing you know, you saw this in the trailer. I thought this was Jamie Foxx in the trailer running around on fire, but it wasn't. This dude, his power, damn, he was a monster. I mean, you just, that was a long 5 minutes. This dude just keep coming at you on fire. Well, yeah, at first he took the one.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, he had him, I mean, he was almost going to win, right? He put him in a bathtub and, you know, the flames was coming back. I was like, man, shit is on fire underwater. You know, I was like, I don't think you're going to put him out that easy, right? And so, right, then he took three. So you knew his ass was gone. That dude was like a zombie or something. He was possessed, dude.
Yeah, he even shot. He shot him. That was impressive, too. He shot him, and he still it did with a shotgun, and it didn't do anything because he was the Human Torch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, his skin was all melted and stuff. The after effects, yeah, acne was
right.
Not.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it was bad.
He was terrible.
He was terrible, yeah. He was melted.
Wonder why that
so these are the parts. Sorry.
No, go ahead. I was just gonna say. I wonder why that dummy took three pills. He was. I mean.
I'm trying to get rid of this. This dude is a bad. Well, Jamie Foxx is a badass in this.
Yeah, but you need three pills. Take another one if it's running out. I mean.
Right.
Yeah, I feel you.
He took three. Shit. But go ahead, Tiff.
So this is the part of the movie where we're introduced to the fact that like your powers can have like bodily like okay we knew that you could explode but also some of your powers can like leave you with.
Permanent
after effects. So, like, we see him with the burned skin because he's a human torch, man, stuff like that.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't want that power.
Right.
Man,
yeah. You got to use that sparingly,
dude,
too.
Dude, I don't know how you could ever convince my ass to take something that might lead to me exploding.
He's not getting laid ever again.
Well,
seriously.
He's dead smooth, so he's not going to get laid.
I'm just saying, after, you know, a couple of those uses,
No, that was a shitty power. So he gets burned, man. And one thing I like about this movie is that that bandage is on his arm for the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't. But
this movie isn't very long.
No, it's not.
I mean, I'm talking about like it kind of happens within the span of like 2 days.
Doesn't matter, Tiff. If this was other movies, give it give it about two scenes and everything
yeah,
is
right,
good.
Yeah.
Right. There's no damage here. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the place is smoldering. And then we find out that this new character has a relationship with our character, Robin. Pretty much being her supplier, but right. Also a friend. So
it's her cousin.
Oh, yeah, cousin. Yeah.
Yeah, and her mom
has diabetes.
Right. Must be severe. Fierce. It had to be a severe.
It
severe
had
case.
To be really bad because her mom was really sick.
Yeah. Right. I was like, she got cancer. And he said diabetes. I'm like, okay. You know, I was like, it must be super bad.
Wow.
So they got no health insurance. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not the fact that you don't have no health insurance, but I like the fact that the movie brought
it's
it
realistic.
Up.
Yeah.
Yes. No health insurance, and this girl. You know, she was so surprising to me when she came out the back room, you know, going through her mama's pills with her little school uniform on.
Yeah.
You know, her whole age changed for me. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, she's definitely, you know, she looked young, but you didn't know she was in high school.
Right.
So, you know, she has a really good relationship with her mom. You know, mom don't know she probably selling dope, though, pretty much, you know. And, well, I know her mom don't know she's selling dope.
No. Yeah.
And she gets this call from Newt saying, you know, whatever. But Jamie Foxx has the phone.
Right.
Right.
Well, she called him because they seen on the news that
the place
burnt
was
down. And they recognized. Say, give him a call because you know that's where he's at.
Well, since you're talking smooth, let's talk about your favorite scene because she's in the. You know, I like that scene when she's in the classroom with the teacher.
Oh yeah, she's in the classroom with the teacher. She's trying to connect with her cousin, and you know the teacher also always notices that you're not paying attention to me. What are you doing? And, you know, he kind of calls her out saying that, hey, this class is easy and you're failing.
Dude, that's so illegal.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Tell her a grade in front of the whole class.
And it's kind of like it wasn't like she was talking during class, like being disruptive to, you know. So, yeah. So then she has he says that if you can rap, because her friend, says, you know, she can rap.
She destroyed that little man.
Yeah, she destroyed him in her mind.
I was so disappointed.
Yeah, in her mind.
I don't know. I was so disappointed.
But I'm like, damn, she got bars, man. That shit was nice.
I was crushed when it was just a dream.
Yeah.
I was too, but also I was like, I like it because that is realistic.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, some of these movies are like, oh, yeah, that happened, but like, it doesn't really.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So it was kind of a nice realism for me.
So she went to the office.
Yeah, she chose to go to the office.
Chose to go to the office and throw his book in the garbage.
So then we get introduced to I keep forgetting the cop's name.
Frank. His name is Frank.
He's like on the job, and this bank robbery scene was cool as hell. It was one of my favorites. I thought it was just really smooth with the invisible man running around and chasing him down the street.
And he really wasn't invisible. He was like a chameleon.
And you got Courtney Vance talking to the government agents and shit like that. Mm-hmm. That's the police chief. But he took that pill, man. And the dude, when he shot him in the head, y'all right. Everything is not perfect. It's animal power because he almost got killed by doing that. Right. You know? I don't know, Tiff. That was some rough shit out there in the streets.
Yeah. And then I think, like, I'm glad his friend, his cop, his partner didn't die, because I was like, but it probably would have been more emotionally affecting, because he would have realized I'm invisible but other people aren't. He did get shot.
Yeah. And soon after that the police chief puts him on to the Jamie Foxx character, say this is the source. And so you knew something was wrong, because you know this dude is not the source. Because we just saw a scene before that when he's looking for the source. But so I knew something was wrong. I was like, why would he put him in that direction?
Yeah, you're right.
You're deliberately purposely.
I thought he was the source. Honestly, when he said that, I was like, oh, that makes sense. He has no power, but he's the source of power.
Oh, no. When he said the source, I was thinking the source of the
distribution.
Yeah. I thought he was the drug kingpin.
Yeah,
right.
He's the man. Yeah.
I thought they were saying that he was like how they, like he had like the genes.
In the trailer when they was talking about his daughter, I knew his daughter had a lot to do with this, as far as like being maybe the mega.
Yeah, because that's all he's looking for.
The mega power chick. Yeah, so she maybe, you know, they might be taking stuff from her. That's how I was thinking.
Right. So quickly he teams up with our young Robin through a kidnapping, which I think is just like scary but hilarious. The whole scene with, I mean, he kept threatening her. And you knew he wasn't going to do nothing to her.
But he was convincing, though.
He was convincing.
He was convincing as hell.
Yeah. And then they go to another great scene. And this movie is full of stuff like that.
Yeah.
When they go to the grocery store and have that shootout fight, what the hell, pill popping adventure. Yeah. That was great shit, Tiff. I mean.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's fun, and it's like keeps you, like, this is one of those movies I said yay because I was like, there's not a moment where I'm like, I'm bored, I'm waiting for the next part. It's fun the whole time.
Oh, I was wrapped up in it too. I don't know. What about you, Smoothie?
Yeah, this is all. Everything is great right now. It's moving very well.
One of my favorite scenes, believe it or not, is when the cop jumps into the window and comes out like he's the mama's boyfriend when they're rousing. I mean, he comes out with the cell phone, and she looking like, who is it? What the hell? but then she jumps into it.
Yeah, but you're saving me. Yeah, you're saving my skin here. Yeah, because they pulled a gun out on her.
I love how the mom started showing up on the camera, talking about, she was basically, I was like, wow, you never seen that before.
Right.
You never seen that before. You know, and then once they left, she's like, well, who the hell are you?
Yeah, exactly.
And so mom finds out what Robin is up to and stuff and how deep it is. She pulls that knife out on him for like 5 seconds and they're like, yeah, this is ridiculous. This dude just saved my life. You know? Well, they find a source and it's the drug dealer guy. We find out that this whole thing is being run by the government. And that blew me away because I didn't see that coming.
Me neither.
And they're using the community for test subjects.
Basically, yeah.
I mean, Tiff, I mean, did you see that coming? Because I didn't.
I think, hasn't there been issues in the past with the government testing?
I just didn't see it in this movie.
Civilians.
Yeah, with crack. So like, and,
yeah. I found it very, okay, so like, when he said he was a soldier early in the movie, I was like, oh, okay.
Right.
I understand what's happening. So yes, I wasn't that surprised, but also like, I thought it was like, it made good sense. And also, like, what I'm really glad about this movie is that they're like saying, hey, New Orleans has suffered. New Orleans is a place known for poverty.
Yeah.
Right,
and so they're like, of course they would like bring it here, because who's going to defend New Orleans? And I thought that was such like a, like, not, I want to say like this movie is making powerful statements, but in some ways it is.
Oh,
yeah, it's very surreal. Yeah.
And they were doing it nice and subtly. I think the director did a great job at making statements without throwing it in your face, because once you start preaching to people, you lose them.
Right. Yeah. Mm.
So They find the place, right? They finally go, you know, he infiltrates the place, the motorcycle. I love how he gave the little girl the brand new motorcycle.
The nice motorcycle, yeah.
But this is my question. How did they have that heated containment unit set up already?
Oh, yeah, because knowing that she was going to be the icy.
It does any. It does anything. It's set up for all the known powers.
Oh, okay.
Because
I was like, why would they have a heat ready? And then she started like trying to be sexy, blowing on the glass and shit. Right. And then it turned quick. Bad on her smooth.
Yeah.
I was like, shit. But then they give us a breakdown of how everybody's getting their powers and it's coming from animals, which made more sense. Yeah. It made it more scientific than fictitious, you know, saying that nothing that they were doing was new. They haven't invented anything. They're just borrowing from everything.
Right. That's true.
You know, and then when you start thinking about it, made me start thinking about real superheroes. I was like, yeah, everybody's power is pretty much based off of something in nature. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much. I mean, you know, unless you get the Molecule Man and shit like that. But, you know, birds fly, you know, bears have strength, cats jump far, spiders climb up walls. Anyway.
Agility and all that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they have this shootout down there, which the guy turns into giant.
Yeah, he turns into the Hulk almost.
And one guy explodes.
Yeah, sure did. They showed that explosion.
Well, oh yeah, when he took it, yeah, he thought he was gonna do something. I like that. I did like that though, because it wasn't like those.
But see, I got a problem with that, and I'm gonna tell you why. If I'm in a police raid like that, right, and you know that you're in a criminal underground, my go to ain't gonna be no pill. My go to is gonna be my gun or something. I mean, if I've never taken it before, my go to ain't gonna be no pill.
Well, I don't think he could have got to his gun. Well, no, they did have the guns out. Everybody was shooting.
My go to ain't gonna be no pill.
Everybody was shooting, but Jamie Foxx was the badass, man. He was taking everybody out. You know,
yeah, he was a badass. He's so
badass in this.
I do like the way that they filmed it from inside the glass because it gave it like it was an interesting shot, but also it was like, oh, I don't have to see everything that's happening out there, so I can just kind of like have that suspended disbelief and just believe that. Because when they come back out, everyone's kind of, you know what I mean? You see some of the fighting, but it's like you're like, oh, he's, you know, I just thought that was cool.
Yeah. So what they end up doing is they do something very cliche and have the final showdown on a boat on the docks. Now, they do this trope a lot of times in a lot of movies, and it sucked. But for some reason, in this movie, it worked really good.
Yeah. Well, it made sense to me, right? Because they are going out into international waters, so what they're doing is not illegal, right?
Yeah.
Right. But that was the point. They was trying to get to the waters. Go ahead, Smooth.
Oh, no. I was going to say, now, this is where we find out that Jamie Foxx has the super baby batter. Right.
Well,
yeah. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So,
but they let you know before that when they were in the car talking about it and stuff like that. But they got the daughter.
Uh-huh.
And she's like the source, you know.
Yeah. But he's the source too, though, because pretty much, I mean, he made
right. He could make more babies.
Yeah, he can make more babies.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So you know, I love a little girl being in like the eyes and ears at first. You know, telling them which way to go and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You had the one guy who's been nothing but, with the beard, he's been nothing but a Hollywood extra his whole life, and now he had an actual speaking role. I was tripping on that. But he's super strong. He's punching down doors and shit like that.
He went out kind of quick, though, which was cool with me. It didn't, you know.
Yeah, we didn't need no cliche fight.
Right, exactly. That was my whole, yeah.
The whole, you know, it's the same bullshit.
Right.
And so they do have a fight-on-fight, you know, superhero thing. I mean, they're shooting everybody. Everybody's going down. They end up taking out the bad guys, man. And
the frog dude was whack.
Yeah, that was the stupidest one. I was like, I don't see how bone knives are going to be better than regular knives.
Right.
Yeah, just get you some knives.
Some swords.
But, you know, they get away, man.
Yeah.
You know, they actually rescue the girl. She has healing power and shit like that. And they left it wide open, man.
That is true.
You know.
I was kind of like, yo, she had to look when he gave her a hug. He gave Robin a hug. He's like, why don't you come home over to my house and heal my mom? Why you about to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah!
You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, the money is good, but damn it, you got time.
you're going to make a beeline.
Yeah, right.
But he did leave a butt ton of money, though.
He did give her a lot of money, but at the same time. Like,
medical bills going to suck that up with the quickness.
Exactly. Though. That's my whole point. Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, come over.
I can take a little bit of the
healing.
Money.
Healing! Right. Thank Jesus! Yes, you should have came and healed the woman.
Right. But oh, well.
No. Yeah. You guys were assholes.
But I thought, so we see this at the end, and I like that it was more about corruption in the police force, which is, you know, kind of on message right now.
Yeah.
But I do think, like, so when they're driving away, and Tracy, the daughter, like takes her band off and throws it out the window. I thought for sure there was going to be a stinger at the end.
Yeah, me too. Because I'm like, you just left a trail.
Somebody's picking it up. I'm like,
you just left a trail. Your name, everything.
Yeah, just pick it up and sniff it and follow them.
They didn't though.
I got the trail for 5 minutes.
So I enjoyed the show.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I did too. I really had fun.
Yeah, me too. It was a really fun evening watching this. Yeah. And so that's going to do it, man. I don't know. I think we're doing Bill and Ted next week, huh?
Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Excellent.
And yeah. We got some treats for coming for the lockdown show, man. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to keep it a secret. So we got some nice stuff coming. So I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is my sensitive co-host herself. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure as always.
Mr.
SMWVE spell smooth. Not anything else.
5 minutes anyway. And that's it. Until next week, we will be
on patrol.